USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. A woman from Maryland and a man from Florida are under arrest, accused of plotting to attack power substations around the city of Baltimore. U.S. Attorney Eric Barron says the two were fueled by a racist, extremist ideology.
Together, we are using every legal means necessary to keep Marylanders safe and to disrupt hate-fueled violence.
Barron says the couple's goal was to destroy Baltimore. There have been several attacks on substations in recent weeks, including Central North Carolina and Tacoma, Washington. 2,500 and counting, the number of deaths confirmed in Turkey and Syria from the early Monday 7.8 earthquake centered in southwest Turkey. Correspondent Mulef Erdogan of the Turkish news channel TRT is in one quake-ravaged town watching the frantic effort to find survivors under collapsed buildings.
I'm seeing more of a military vehicles with a black and white license plate, and on the other side, of left-hand side of me, I'm seeing a bulldozer started working at cleaning a rubble.
There are a lot of American expatriates living in Turkey, including teacher Megan Jones in Ankara.
I just received a second email explaining about what exactly is going on, telling us just the different actions that we can take, what we can do to stay safe.
The UN and the EU are organizing aid to Turkey and Syria. President Biden says the U.S. will support search and rescue efforts as well. The Texas-based computer maker Dell says it's laying off more than 6,600 workers, about 5% of its labor force. Former President Trump's losing one of his richest supporters from the last two campaigns. The donor network founded by the Koch brothers says the American people have shown they're ready to move on from Trump, and the best chapter for the country would be a president who represents a new chapter. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Super Bowl week is underway in Phoenix and its suburbs. A lot of fans who won't make the game will still get a chance to get involved in the pop-up football-centric event known as the NFL Experience.
One new part of that experience this year, playing the Madden NFL 23 video game right outside the Madden Cruiser, the bus that legendary coach and commentator John Madden used for years. It all kicks off tonight on TV with the NFL opening night, the first chance for reporters to ask coaches and players about the game and more. In traditional NFL overboard fashion, opening night will be on Fox, ESPN, and the NFL Network. In Phoenix, I'm Tim Berg.
And, of course, the TV coverage will include a new wave of new commercials. But there's a big gamble in spending the very big bucks it takes to put a product up on the big broadcast.
If you have a bad commercial, it gets really negative for your brand. So you have to be extra careful.
That's Venky Shankar with the Center for Retailing Studies at Texas A&M University. As for what products we will be pitched,
every year you'll get a few companies that is out of nowhere trying to risk spending so much, but most of the advertisers are tried and tested brands.
A 30-second ad during the Super Bowl game itself will cost advertisers $7 million. The game between the Chiefs and Eagles kicks off Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.